Spin Talk with Jack and Allard. Call now on 1850-77-4636.
When people think about AIDS, they generally think, you know, the whole AIDS thing came about 1985. But there's new information coming to light that says maybe it goes way back before that. And perhaps it was even invented by the United States government. We've got Boyd Grave on the line, who's a civil rights activist. Boyd, tell us about what's going on with your findings and what you know about the AIDS virus.
Well, yes, and first let me say thank you for having me. It's very important as we continue to get the information out around the world. But indeed, we have found a federal virus development program of the United States of America that indeed parallels the onset of HIV/AIDS in the world as we know it. But we have found the federal virus program, the special virus program of the United States, and indeed we have also found the HIV antidotes as well.
Okay, Boyd, now when you say you found the federal virus program, you actually found, is it called that? Is that something that you found documents saying, yes, we have workers in the federal virus program and this is what they're doing?
The program is actually called the U.S. Special Virus, originally Cancer Program. We believe the term cancer in the title is for the purposes of deception. And in essence, this is the U.S. Special Virus Program. Indeed, there were 15 progress reports of this U.S. program from the years 1962 to 1978. We, the American people, and the good American people, and actually it extends to people around the world who have downloaded the research logic blueprint of this federal program, which is available on my web domain.
Now, Boyd, there have always been conspiracy theories. In what way is your claim different to the other claims against the U.S. government?
We have the actual experiments and contracts of the U.S. Special Virus Program, as well as a 1971 electron microscope photo of a man-made virus at that time labeled the ESP-1 virus, which is identical, and I'll say it again, identical to the electron microscope photo of HIV from 1985.
Boyd, how did you get your hands on such a powerful picture?
Well, you know, the progress reports of this federal program are indeed a narrative explanation of the experiments and contracts that were being conducted in the United States hunt for a contagious cancer that selectively kills. There were some published reports about this program. I myself, from an individual standpoint, began looking into this issue 10 years ago. And indeed, there was an article that a friend of mine sent me in January 1993 that referenced this special virus program. So I've been researching the U.S. special virus program for, in essence, the last 10 years.
So how are you highlighting your claim? And is anybody, you know, listening to you and taking notice of this?
Well, you know, here we are today speaking to the people of another country.
Yeah.
And we're speaking to the people there in Dublin and in Ireland because people there have also downloaded the flowchart documents from my website.
Okay, Boyd, now it's kind of a step, a bit of a leap maybe, from having a virus program to then saying that the United States government's released this for harmful purposes, or what do you think happened there?
Well, you know, oddly enough, it's not a step at all. Indeed, for those persons who do have the flowchart document, and we're asking for everyone there to download the flowchart document of the program, because in phase five, as you lay the flowchart on the table, phase five is to the far right-hand side, and it shows that the virus that was being developed, this special virus, was going to be placed into clinical trials, and we believe those clinical trials were the vaccine complement that went to the smallpox vaccine to Africa, and as vaccine complement to the hepatitis B vaccine that went to Manhattan. But so indeed, we can show the full layout of the design, purpose, and intent of the United States to develop a virus vis-a-vis through the program's own blueprint research logic flowchart.
What has been the U.S. government's reaction to your claims?
Well, you know, of course, it's varied. And of course, here in the United States, allegedly the greatest democracy in the world, you know, we're finding that indeed there is something else going on. There is indeed a shadow government of authority that has no accountability to the American people and, in essence, no accountability to the world. By our actions here today, we forge an opportunity to continue to demand the review and the accountability of the U.S. Special Virus Program. And we're hopeful that your efforts will lead to this information going to your, I believe you have a Minister of Health there?
Yes, yes.
Yes. The Minister of Health needs to indeed contact the Health Secretary of the United States regarding inquiry with respect to this federal program that appears to hold the antidotes for HIV/AIDS.
So you think somewhere in a laboratory, not only did they develop this, but yet they developed the antidote as well.
Well, again, the antidote experiments, as you lay the flowchart on the table, are in the far right-hand corner of the flowchart document in Phase 4A. Immunological control is that section of the flowchart. Therein lay the experiments and contracts that indeed were the HIV antidotes as they knew them then, some 31 years ago.
Now, do you believe that they were trying to exterminate black people in America, black people in Africa, or all black people? Or, you know, what was the design for this? You say it was specifically engineered. Was it targeting blacks, do you believe?
Well, I think you and I and a lot of people around the world do believe that there appears to be an epidemiology of death. And that epidemiology of death appears to center itself in the black populations of the world. I think you would agree.
Well, it certainly is wiping out a lot of Africa.
Okay, now if we stay on that point, the question then becomes, am I suggesting that indeed HIV/AIDS has been designed and it has been designed to seek out a particular receptor site in the blood of the black population? Am I suggesting that?
Yes.
Yes, I am. It's called the African American HIV entryway gene that they have been targeting for some time, I believe since the 50s, with man-made illnesses that have been pan-specific to people of color. And one of those illnesses would be Burkitt's lymphoma. Have you heard of that before?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, Burkitt's lymphoma, if you look it up, you'll find that it was a disease that suddenly began attacking African children in the late 1950s, and only African children. And indeed, it has the same receptor site, the CCR5 gene.
Boyd, I have to ask you now, why? You know, you're saying this, but, you know, why?
Why? You know, oddly enough, the science evidence goes back very, very far, 1843. The ideological evidence goes back even further to 1806 in the onset of the term eugenics. Are you familiar with that term?
Yeah, but I
okay, well, let me just say that here in the United States, in the earliest parts of the 19th century, as the immigrant white Americans observed their slave non-citizens, they began to develop a mentality that somehow the slaves were better procreators, they were more anatomically superior. And that attitude developed the mindset for eugenics, i.e. the only have the white birth order and to discourage the birth order of others. And clearly we see epidemic death in Africa to the standpoint to say something has happened. And it is true. Something has happened to people of color. And we're saying that because you aren't a person of color, that you cannot feel comfortable that it may not happen to you, because we believe that they will not stop just with people of color.
Okay, now you've started a federal case in this matter in the courts in America. What's happening with that, and what happens next?
Sure. Right now what we have underway is a Freedom of Information Act. You know, the United States is a great country in this regard, but we have questioned the National Cancer Institute. The archives of the National Cancer Institute hold three of the 15 progress reports of this federal program. Previously, when we submitted a request to the National Cancer Institute, they said none of the materials exist. We have since supplied a supplemental letter supporting the evidence that does exist there, and now we're expecting a full release of the program.
And lastly, why do you think homosexuals were included in this? Because I'm just saying that it would make sense that they would have been targeted because they've also been a very high percentage of victims of AIDS.
I'm sorry?
Well, where do you think homosexuals come into this conspiracy? Because there's been such a high percentage of homosexuals affected by AIDS.
Sure. Again, you had asked me the method of dispersion. How indeed was one segment targeted over another? Again, looking at the flowchart document, and I hope that you get a chance to download it, in the Phase 5 area, the clinical trials area, they recruited homosexuals in Manhattan for the purposes of taking the experimental hepatitis B vaccine.
Wow. Do you have that documented?
Oh, sure. It's clearly documented that, you know, they set up their vans, they recruited a particular type of homosexual, to tell you the truth, and indeed, all 1,043 men, we believe, have died of HIV, have died of AIDS. Now, the Department of Justice took over the statistics of the 1,043 homosexual men so that no one knows the exact percentage of those men who came down with HIV/AIDS.
Okay, Boyd Grave, thanks very much for joining us today on Spin Talk.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and thank you for having me.
Oh, no, it's great, Boyd. Good work, and good luck with your case, and let us know if you come up with anything else.
We appreciate that very much.
All right. Cheers. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you.